Welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon, life balance coach for better adulting, martial artist, instructor, creative artist, wife, mother, and all-around person. Thank you for joining me on the show as we learn together how to make an impact through personal growth, responding to challenges, making choices, and learning more about our identity, belonging, and purpose. On to the show. Hello and welcome to the Martial Arts and Crafts Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Deacon. It's a pleasure to be with you here today. I am recording on a fairly dreary Friday afternoon, and it's just perfect. It is exactly what it needs to be today. The episode I have for you today is about storytelling. We are going to talk about what it takes to tell a good story or to tell any story, honestly, and some of the insecurities and vulnerability that I have around sharing my story, and maybe you've experienced some similar things too. So let's get into the episode. Have you ever felt jealous of someone who had a near-death experience? Maybe someone with aggressive and terminal cancer, some other disease? Maybe someone who had 90% of their body burned in a fire. Someone who's been in some sort of other freak accident. Maybe you found yourself feeling jealous of someone who was assaulted or abused. Now, I'm not here to minimize any of those things, but I want to share that I've actually found myself experiencing certain feelings that could be called jealousy of people who had some sort of traumatic event or situation happen to them that they needed to overcome. Because these are people whose stories can captivate any audience. These are the stories that'll move you to tears. These stories inspire you to be better than you are because of the seemingly impossible odds that needed to be overcome, right? Because usually if you're hearing about these stories, at least in anywhere public, like a podcast or a speech or a summit or some other inspirational vehicle, like a book. If you're hearing these stories, it's because these obstacles were overcome. So they get you to believe that if they can overcome this massive, massive thing, then you can overcome whatever lesser challenge you might be facing in your own life. These tales, they fire you up, they get you motivated. And because these people have overcome these enormous odds, just to be there and be able to tell their story, you feel like you could do more with your story too. You watch movies about these people, you sing songs about them, you read books about them, you learn about them in school long after their stories have ended. Now, like I said, I don't want to minimize these struggles. There are a lot of people going through this stuff that don't necessarily overcome them in the most healthy or positive or inspiring way. That's not the intention about me talking about these sorts of things. The intention here is to turn the focus back on myself and this kind of experience as someone in the audience who may be listening to these powerful, huge, inspiring stories of overcoming impossible odds. I'm not asking for trouble. I really don't want to actually have something this massive and this traumatic happen in my life. I do notice the theme, though, about how overcoming some sort of adversity, that's what gets the likes and all the shares. That's what stops the scroll, is some powerful moment that's life-changing, that's striking, that's that slams you in right in the feels, right? The positivity that comes from the face of some catastrophe, that's what goes viral, because we all wish we could be so strong in these types of traumatic circumstances. You think, and I do too, I think if only I were put to the test like that, what kind of story could I tell? I'm sure it would be just as amazing, or because we're all very egotistical, I'm sure my story would be even more powerful, right? Now, if you're anything like me, you also might immediately think, well, wouldn't it actually be better if the tragedy, that tragedy could have been avoided altogether? Hi, welcome to my life. My name is Sarah. I have spent a lifetime in the middle. I have a positive outlook. And even though I have experienced, let's say, your average amount of losses and challenges, mine have been pretty light to moderate in the grand scheme of things. And as I've considered how I can make an impact on the world, I've been combing through some of my past, looking for one of these high impact stories, and I haven't found one. I don't have any. I don't have one obvious story that defines where I've been, who I've become, and how that whole thing happened. I don't have one singular moment in my life that I can point to as the defining moment. I don't have one great story that no matter how often I tell it, it brings you to your knees every time. I just don't. And honestly, it's perfect. It's actually been a really good life. And if you know me and anything about what I do or anything I've done, you know that I do several different things. I write, I draw, paint, crochet, sew, construct, create. I listen, I see, I process, I learn, I move, and I grow. I punch, kick, elbow strike, stretch, bend, defend, and challenge my body in new ways every day. I inspire, influence, instruct, encourage, embrace, and strengthen the people around me wherever I can. I sing, dance, play games, tell jokes, coach, and pray. I have many interests and many, many talents. I have so many joys and more than a few mishaps. No wonder I don't have just one story. I never have. And that doesn't mean that the stories I do have are any less empowering or impactful when I choose to share them. It just takes a little bit more finesse to string my story together from the tens of thousands of stories that brought me here now. And that in itself is a challenge. So my intention in my website and on this podcast and wherever else I happen to appear, my intention lately is actually to share more of my stories. They might not be high drama or high impact or defining, filled with defining moments like the stories I started talking about how I envy a little bit. I've never overcome cancer. I haven't gone through a divorce. I haven't had to struggle with a chronic illness or disability. I don't have those stories. But my intention is to share the stories I do have. So let's start with this one, my November story. Now, from around the time of my junior or senior of high school, I actually began to struggle with seasonal depression. Now, I know that depression can be really serious, and seasonal depression actually affects a lot of people. I was never formally diagnosed, because to me, going to see a therapist, it just wasn't something I had the capacity to take on. It wasn't something very many people did back then. And if they did, not a lot of people talked about it. So I just started paying attention. I started noticing my emotional patterns. And in college, I finally did decide to take advantage of the school's on-campus counseling. And here was the experience. I don't actually remember what the counselor said or did, but what I do remember is the feeling I had while I was in his office and what I felt was entirely overlooked and completely unheard. Because the man talked about himself for the good majority of the hour I spent in his office. Needless to say, I did not go back. That was my one and only experience of receiving counseling for this particular issue, the seasonal depression. So instead, what I did was the best I could. I just did what I could to get through the winters. After college, November was often the month that life just wasn't great. And maybe that was when friendships changed or dissolved. Maybe it was when I just kind of felt lonely, no matter who was around me. It was when I felt like I couldn't do anything right. It was when any resentment that I had been storing up through the rest of the year finally bubbled over and out and needed to be named. November was the worst. And I wanted to shake it. I wanted to shake that feeling. I just didn't know how. So there were a few things I did, because as I, explored and learned more, I learned about different things that can help and support. I bought one of the full spectrum happy lights. I took a supplement called St. John's Wort and tried other supplements that were supposed to boost the mood and keep everything kind of even. And some years it would be fine, mostly. Other years it would get very, very dark, at least in my own mind. And maybe nobody else noticed, but that's kind of how depression works, whether it's, the seasonal depression or other things, anxiety, even the mental illness. Like, it's easy to cover up if you're awake to the fact that you're struggling and how you actually want to present yourself. Maybe nobody noticed. And honestly, I thought I was doing just fine. I figured this is just who I am. I am a person who gets sad in November. Until around 5 years ago, five or six, I began to learn more about choice. I began to really understand that I had a choice. I had a choice in everything. I had a choice even in this. Everything in my life is a choice. And maybe some of you aren't there yet and you don't realize the power that comes with the realization like this. But as I learned more and did more of the personal growth work that I really began to be passionate about, I began to understand this at a deep, deep level, that every single thing, everything in my life was actually a choice that I had the power to make. So I chose differently. And I still had hard Novembers through making different choices until actually 2020. 2020 was probably the hardest November for so many people on this earth. If you're talking about Novembers being hard, man, 2020, that's going to be the one, right? So many people on earth had a tough, tough November of 2020, but I didn't. I felt some feelings. Of course, I felt some feelings. I actually lost a friendship, a good, good friendship. And yet, the sun kept shining. I surprisingly still felt alive and full of hope. And by last November in 2021, I found it hard to believe that depression, seasonal or otherwise, was something that had ever had an impact on my life, which is why the story itself seemed so unimportant to me. It was my past. It was gone, like it was never even there. And that's something about overcoming an obstacle or difficulty, right? What it felt like to me was this simple thing. a choice. It all just came down to this choice, simply and, well, kind of difficult if you want the real meat of it. But that is why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this episode today, to take a look at these 10,000 different ways I've shown up for myself in my own story and share what's relevant and relatable so that someone else might see their own fear, doubt, shame, darkness, or anything else in it and find that shine in their story too, in your story. So maybe you haven't struggled with depression. That's awesome. But I know that there's a lot of people out there that are struggling with some level of anxiety. I mean, we have been put through it the last few years, and it's not like we were all really, really mentally healthy even before 2020. Let's be honest. So what choice are you making right now? What choices have you been making to stay in something that's not serving you? Something that is bringing you down or holding you back? And I'm not talking necessarily about the larger things, but even those big things, those huge stories of pivotal moments of resilience and grit, the overcoming cancer or living with a disability or having a near-death experience or some sort of traumatic accident, those huge stories, you have choices there too. And what I love about any of these stories of overcoming large things, small things, and everything in between is that it does come down to this choice. We choose how we respond in these moments that challenge us, these feelings or fears that cling to us, like something like depression or anxiety. What choice do you have in that moment? What choice do you have right now? What choice could you make differently in the future if you only knew how? So that is the question I'm going to leave you with today, is thinking about choice. Now, we can't always choose what happens. We can't choose our circumstances necessarily, but we can choose, again, we can choose our attitude. We can choose our response. We can choose to allow our feelings. We can choose to get stuck in our feelings, and we can choose to let our feelings go. And I know that's easier said than done. All of this is. And that is where the grit and resilience and determination and surmounting of seemingly impossible odds and obstacles, that's where this power comes in, where you actually have the power to create a story just as impactful as something that maybe you've been jealous of before. Yes, strong people prove themselves in difficult times. And we are all stronger than we think. And it comes down to a choice. Comes down to even just understanding that you have a choice. I think that's even the awareness of that. That comes even before the making of a choice or the making of a different choice, because that takes courage. And we've talked about courage before. But what I want to leave you with, like I said, is this choice. I don't find myself jealous of other people's trauma or hardship stories anymore. I truly, truly would prefer it if every single one of us could avoid all of those things. And we do live in a sinful, broken world. And those difficulties are going to come. In this world, you will have trouble. Jesus tells us, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And that's the good news, is that we can choose to tap into that kind of energy. Even if you're not a Jesus person, we can choose to tap into that kind of energy and build our own resilience through the process of our trouble. That's something I really love working with, is instead of saying, things like, oh, this is really getting me down, or I'm never going to get through this, or I'm never going to be the same as I was, what I choose to say or feel, or how I choose to respond to things that may be challenging, is I ask, what is this trying to teach me? How can I be better because of this? Not in spite of this, but because of this. It's a lot of big thoughts for today. And so I'm going to just let you sit with that, marinate on it this week. And I look forward to getting into more of this kind of vulnerability with you over the next few weeks. If you like what I'm doing here, please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify if that's where you listen. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Please like, share, subscribe, and send me messages if you like. You can do that through Anchor, or you can find me on the social media and on the web at sarahdeacon.com or mymartialartsandcrafts.com. And my handles on the social media is Sarah Deacon Coach at Facebook and Instagram, or my martial arts, the letter N Crafts, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. So join me on the social media and follow and comment and message with your thoughts. I love to connect, and I am looking forward to being with you again next time. Thanks for listening.